Hey, it's Mitch doing the cruise. November 30th, 1982, a monumental musical happening. Michael Jackson releases Thriller, which becomes by far the best-selling album worldwide. With the ongoing backlash against disco, he moves in a new musical direction, resulting in a mix of pop and post-disco, rock, funk, and R&B sounds. Jackson worked on the album with Quincy Jones, who produced his 1979 breakthrough solo album, Off the Wall. The lead single, The Girl Is Mine, a duet with Paul McCartney, was done, but the next 8 tracks were recorded at a furious pace. Jones and his crew used any means necessary to create a stunning sound, often with 3 studios going at once. For Billie Jean, Michael Jackson recorded some of his vocals through cardboard tubes. For Beat It, Jones grabbed up Eddie Van Halen for a guitar solo. And the title track featured another unexpected guest star, Master of Horror Vincent Price, who brought the hounds of hell to the proceedings and added that maniacal laugh. Thriller was among the first albums to use music videos as promotional tools, and the videos for Billie Jean, Beat It, and Thriller are credited at transforming music videos into a serious art form. The album cost about $750,000 to make and earned Michael Jackson at least $100 million. Its success is stunning. It spent 37 weeks at number 1 from February 26, 1983 to April 14, 1984 and becomes the best-selling album of all time with sales of over 70 million copies worldwide. It also breaks the color barrier on MTV as Jackson becomes the network's biggest star. It won a record-breaking 8 Grammy Awards at the 1984 Grammys, including Album of the Year and Beat It, which won Record of the Year.